Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good evening, Wichita. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show. Merry Christmas. We say that. We proudly say that here. Happy you joined us tonight here at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Thrilled to have you here with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, and you're going to get lots of opportunities to do that tonight, our studio lines are open. You can reach me at 316-869-1330. By email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and True Social at The John Whitmer Show, and on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. We, you know the format. If you're a regular listener, you know my format. We traditionally do lots of interviews and segments along those lines. Tonight we have one. The Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins, is going to join us to kick off our 8 o'clock hour. But beyond that, we're taking a page from the great one, the Maharishi. We're going to take one from Rush Limbaugh's playbook, and we're giving the show over to you. We're going to try and do this a little more often with this show. I constantly get folks who say, we didn't have enough time. I didn't get a chance to call. Last week, at the end of the show, we had three people online, and I was able to take one call, and then we ran out of time. So going to try and do this more open. So the studio lines are open. Please call, and we will take as many calls throughout the show as we can. And it's literally going to be open lines tonight. We're going to have Dan Hawkins on to kick off our 8 o'clock hour, talk a little bit of a legislative preview about what they're anticipating their session to look like. And I'm sure we will talk about what's going on Monday, tomorrow. There's lots of speculation about what the Chiefs are going to do. My guess is he will, being the astute, adept politician that he has become, he will probably not answer the questions, but I will try and pin him down as best as I can. But that will be our 8 o'clock hour to kick it off. Other than that, the show is yours. So we will do that here for the rest of the rest of our 2 hours together this evening. I also want to first off, how do I want to put this nicely? I want to scold Representative Leo Delperdang for doing yet another fire pit night and having all of my friends, you know, Kelly Arnold and Larry Dahm and the whole crew out there at the fire pit. And of course, I'm here stuck with Phil. Sorry, Phil.
That's okay. If I had my choice,
you'd rather be at the fire pit. I'd be smoking a cigar and having a drink at the fire pit. Instead, I'm stuck here in the studio, but that's okay. I almost grabbed the Comrex and took it out there and broadcast live from the fire pit. The next time they do this, I'm just going to do that. But, but hello to the fire pit guys who, by the way, pointed out that they will be listening and it would double my listenership to the smart Alex that they are. So, also, want to remind you that starting January 5th, we have our new morning show, Woodward and Witt, that is premiering. Ted Woodward and I will be kicking off the new morning show, Woodward and Witt, beginning January 5th. The format's not going to change too much. We do have some new features. We will be doing an Under the Dome segment on Mondays. We'll also have Mondays with the Mayor. And of course, this show will still be here on Sunday evenings, but we will have an Under the Dome when the legislature's in session. The Speaker of the House or the Senate President will be with us every Monday when the legislature's in session. Every other Friday, we will have either Congressman Ron Estes or Senator Roger Marshall will be with us. Every other Friday, we will do a live update from Washington, D.C. And then on the other Fridays, we're going to do a Hannity and Combs segment with Dion Leffler from the Wichita Eagle, where he and I will pick a topic and then have a spirited discussion, shall we say. So just some previews for the upcoming Woodward and Witt. We hope you will join us beginning that premieres January 5th. Again, our studio lines are open 316-869-1330. Before we get to that, though, I do want to talk a little bit about what's happened here locally. And it starts with, I guess the best way to showcase it is to point out how disappointed I am with, frankly, the actions. It's not really all to do with the city council. I think they were put between a rock and a hard place because they know the budget shortfall that they're facing. And some on the council are not willing to make the difficult decisions that they're facing with, which would be to cut, which is what they need to do. But frankly, when a developer, a banker, and a restaurateur walk into City Hall asking for a $1 billion tax increase, that sounds like the opening line to a bad joke. And unfortunately, in this case, the joke is on us. And here we are, a week before Christmas, and the three ghosts didn't show up to haunt Scrooge. Because in our case, Scrooge is already here. In fact, we've got three Scrooges rolled into one. And this isn't Dickens's Ebenezer, because we have a triumvirate of holiday humbugs. Aaron Bastian of Fidelity Bank, John Rolfe of Thrive Restaurants, and Ben Hutton of Hutton Corporation. Those are the three geniuses behind Wichita not so forward thinking. These gentlemen, prominent CEOs, wealthy civic voices, have decided that in this season of giving, the people who must give most are Wichita taxpayers, people who work for a living, Joe Lunchpails, who've been taxed enough already. Merry Christmas, Wichita. They want to raise your taxes by nearly $1 billion. Humbug indeed. And like Scrooge before his ghostly intervention, these folks think they're doing you a favor. They call it vision. They call it investment. They call it prosperity. Well, Dickens said it best. Darkness is cheap, and Scrooge liked it. Well, in this case, all three Scrooges like it, and they can get Scrooged, as far as I'm concerned. Apparently, raising taxes during winter is cheap, too, because the only people paying the price are Wichita residents trying to buy presents, fill their gas tanks, and keep food on the table. Let's take a look at the Wichita Bend Over Forward plan they have in store for our fair city. Scene one, the ghost of Wichita budgets past. Let's take a little Dickens-style journey, shall we? Picture City Hall late at night, a cold wind rattling the window panes. Up floats the ghost of budgets past, holding a ledger book and saying, "I'm John Rolfe. I tried to raise your taxes in 2014, and I'm here to do it again. Your property taxes have gone up 41% since 2019, from $118 million to $165 million, all while the mill levy stayed flat. And yet, despite that painful 41% jump, despite higher gas prices and grocery prices and interest rates and inflation, the trio of corporate philanthropists insist property isn't the number one priority of their billion-dollar spending plan. Instead, we should focus their dream package with a 1% sales tax on a bunch of spending slush funds. Oh, and a special ballot, a March election, low turnout, and a high price tag. If Scrooge were here, he'd be impressed. Scene two, the ghost of Christmas spending. Ben Hutton. The ghost of Christmas spending arrives, jollier, louder, but every bit as reckless. He says, "We'll build you a new convention center and a performing arts center." I wonder who'll build it, by the way. Wichita Blank Check Forward wants $150 million for homeless and housing. Not $5 million, not $20 million, not even $50 million, but $150 million. By the way, it's the same amount as the property tax, so clearly, that's an equal priority, because apparently they don't think we're a big priority as the homeless. At any rate, we'll do all the math. According to the city's own recent numbers, the multi-agency homeless center is serving 750 people currently. So if you take $150 million and you divide it by 750, what do you get? You get $200,000 per homeless person. Folks, 200 grand. Per person. At that price, you could just hand everybody a key and build them a house for what we're currently spending. You could stick a Christmas bow on each deed and still have money left over for hot cocoa. But instead, they want government-managed spending, contractors, consultants, task forces, reporting systems, audits, more consultants, and another ribbon-cutting ceremony, obviously with a photo shoot. And if you ask for details, good luck. It's easier to find the Epstein files than it is to find the details to this plan. Where's the designs? Where's the budget structure? Where's the transparency? 1 hour of public meetings that started off with a statement, "We don't want to hear from you." But before we vote, wouldn't it be nice to actually see what we're paying for? Instead, we get glossy buzzwords, prosperity and transformation and vision and momentum. I've seen used car lots deliver more documentation. So time for scene three. John Bastian, the ghosts of Christmas yet to come with interest. Now comes the final ghost, the final ghost who says what'll happen if Wichita Pay More Forward gets its way. He shows dark skies over what used to be Century 2. He shows rising taxes and failing accountability. He shows the same property taxpayers who already bailed out rising valuations suddenly on the hook for a spending spree. He shows Wichita shoppers paying more on every purchase, including food, because sales taxes don't just hit the wealthy. They hit the single mom buying diapers, the family replacing a tire, the senior citizen buying her prescriptions, the teenager buying a Christmas gift for his parents. Sales taxes are regressive, meaning they slam low and middle income families the hardest. Of course, it won't bother the three Scrooges because they're millionaires. What do they care? The triumvirate, Scrooge, Scrooge, and Scrooge, well, they'll be fine. They'll speak at luncheons and they'll pose at renderings and they'll collect awards for civic engagement. And you'll pay for it. Dickens wrote that Scrooge's gravestone warned of a future not yet written and a future that could be changed. Well, Wichita, our future can still be changed, but only if we refuse to be saps this time around. Humbug no more. You want public safety? Great. Show me a plan. You want Century 2 proposals? Show me a plan. Show me the drawings. You want homeless solutions? Show us some outcomes. But you don't get a blank check, especially not a $1 billion blank check, especially not during a special election in March engineered to keep turnout low and insider influence high. This isn't democracy. It's manipulation. And the final Scrooge lesson. When Scrooge was confronted with his greed, he changed his ways. He stopped squeezing pennies from working families. He stopped demanding more from people who already had little. He realized charity without accountability is waste, and generosity without consent is theft. So here's my message to Wichita Low Turnout Forward. You want prosperity? Start with budget cuts and property tax relief first. Stop asking Wichitans, already crushed by inflation and valuations, to cop up more money so a coalition of CEOs can play SimCity in real life. Wichita deserves transparency, restraint, and honesty, and Wichita deserves to vote no. Because unlike Dickens' London, where ghosts saved Scrooge from himself, we can't count on spirits, chains, or Christmas miracles. We have ballots, numbers, and common sense, and we have every right to say, God bless us, everyone, except the $1 billion tax hike. That part can get stuffed like the Cratchit's holiday goose. Merry Christmas, Wichita, and humbug to your $1 billion tax increase. We'll take a quick break, and then our calls, take your calls. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. By the way, they hosted a fantastic Christmas party here last Thursday night. It was a great event. Got a chance to talk with Phil over at AFP. They've got some really cool events planned in the new year. Obviously, they'll keep doing their Days of Action on the third Saturday of the month. They're going to do a whole bunch of really fun stuff. It's a great way to get engaged, to help, educate voters. And, of course, it's a great way to make your voice heard. If you want more information, you can visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up. They're a great organization if you're looking for a way to get involved. And, of course, while you're online, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Pat, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Country, I would like John Whitmer to place a call to the president of Brown University and see if she'll take your call and ask her. She makes $3.5 million. And ask her, how come she didn't clip out a picture of the 400 cameras, high digital cameras, and show us? Because that might have saved the MIT professors. And also, it's life. And ask her, how come you didn't show us a picture? You gave us door footage from door cam footage as well. All they played later on in there. Common door. But also, it's interesting to note that if something like that would happen to me and you find me, how do you know he actually did this? There might be manipulation there. And that's what I wanted to say to your listeners. And I have other subjects, but for time being, call the Brown University president and ask her.
Well, I know that, one of the things I just saw the recent story on Fox News, as a matter of fact, about from a former Brown University student and a friend of the victim that she was pointing out that the school has a lack of preparedness and resources, that they really have focused more on DEI than they have on security and on proper funding for student safety, basically. And this former Brown University student was alleging that the old buildings on campus have never been retrofitted with updated security systems because it just wasn't a priority, and that spending wasn't, for student safety wasn't a priority, that they were more interested in DEI and all the other stuff that was a bigger priority to the president of the university than keeping kids safe. And this is what allows these types of things to happen, Pat. And it's unfortunate, but you know, here's a student who says that she's no stranger to what she's seeing on in this instance is because, I mean, she flat out said that she felt there was negligence involved. And I think you'll see if they do a proper investigation that may be in fact what they find.
Right. And the police chief and their DEI, and he's Mexican, and he was concerned that there's too many white policemen, frankly, is what I heard. But also interesting, that's an expensive school. They have cameras. They know who walks onto that campus. And they have cameras, just no pictures of this individual. And if we find out that they were turned off because of the Palestinian protest, that they don't, it's a real woke school.
It is. It is. And one of the things that has come out recently is they have 11,000 students roughly and 4,000 administrators at a school of 11,000 students. And that's part of the issue. And you see this this is nothing new. You see this. And by the way, I appreciate the call, Pat, and have a Merry Christmas. But you see this in public education at the state level, too, at the local level, too, where you've got these massive bloated administrative systems. I mean, and this is a perfect example, 4,000 administrators at a school of 11,000 students. And that's, we're not talking about teachers. This is administrators. So why? I mean, what do you need? No wonder the number of staff is bloated and that's what's leading the cost of tuition rising precipitously all across the country, but particularly at a school like Brown University. When you've got that type of a ratio of administrators to students, no wonder they have to keep raising their tuition rates when you've got, I mean, come on. 4,000 administrators for 11,000 students. Give me a reason for that. Justify that. Of course, I wouldn't send my kid to that. I mean, our daughter's old enough. I mean, I got grandkids that are, well, not quite at that age yet, but still. I mean, it's crazy that you have that type of bloated administrative state at a university. But again, does this surprise anyone? Would it surprise anyone to see that kind of, you know, bloat? It wouldn't, me at any rate, but. We'll take a quick break and then we'll continue to take our calls, your calls. Our studio lines are open 316-869. It's Open Line Sunday. We're literally, I don't know what I'm doing. I must be crazy. I have given up the reins. I must have way too much eggnog, but the show is yours. You have complete control. 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on, you know, I'm scared to death. It's one of these, like Kim Gish, who's at the fire pit. I'm crazy. One of these, the Michael O'Donnell, who's at the fire pit. One of them's going to call in and I'm going to lose complete control. 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS. And of course, make sure you listen to us on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages. And follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Susan from Wichita, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Merry Christmas.
Yes, John. I was just concerned. My wife and I had our women's group over the other night. And we were concerned that what would 1% out of a dollar be out of anybody's out of their pocket? Why would that matter just to be able to help the homeless to get off of the street?
Well, typically, so if you think about it, I know the Wichita Forward folks want to tell you that it's 1 cent, but a 1% tax increase is about 13.33 cents. So that's because it's not 1 cent; it's actually 1%. And right now, if you think about the dollars that are being spent in this proposal, there are roughly 16 to 32 different agencies that are currently working on tackling homelessness in Wichita. And don't get me wrong, it's an admirable program, and I think it's certainly a noble goal to try and tackle homelessness. The question is, should it be funded through taxpayer dollars, or should it be funded through private donations? And I think that's really what this comes down to. The problem that when you get these kinds of plans, the other cities that have done permanent endowments, which is what this is a permanent taxpayer funded endowments, and they've been done in other cities like Denver, some of the other more progressive liberal cities. What you end up doing is you end up creating a, for lack of a better term, a magnet. And every city within 200 miles is going to say, every mayor, every city councilman, every sheriff and police chief within 200 miles is going to see this and say, oh, look at that. Wichita's created an endowment for their homeless, and buy the homeless people in their towns a bus ticket and $20 and say, here you go, go to Wichita. They've got an endowment. And you're going to end up seeing a massive influx of homeless people to Wichita the minute we do this. And I think that's the biggest issue.
Well, I think, you know, we have a heart towards people. And
I
believe that we should be able to get them off of the street and help them have, especially when it comes to the coldness that's coming.
I agree.
And like I said, my wife and I were just going downtown to go eat. We saw all these homeless and we just feel so sorry for them.
I do too. And I feel sorry for them too. And I feel for that too. And when I see that, I want to contribute to that too. And I think that's the beauty of Wichita. And you know what? We should do that. through our charitable giving, not through government forced taxation at the barrel of a gun, which is what this is.
Where?
Not by taking money through forced taxation. And here's the other problem with this. What happens in 7 years when the sales tax runs out? You will either have to renew it or it'll be a massive tax increase again.
Well, I'm sure your friends at the fireside are not missing you being there tonight, John.
Well, you know, and that's, again, this is, it's a matter of priorities. And I think this type of charitable, this should be properly funded through charitable giving and not through taxpayer funding. This is, I mean, it's not, you don't do this through through taxable funding. This is not the proper role of government, is not on the backs of taxpayers. This should be done through the nonprofit. And when they first, remember, keep in mind, when they first rolled out the whole plan for Second Light, it was supposed to be built by the CIP and then funded through charitable giving. That was the vision. The operational costs were supposed to be done through nonprofit, through charitable giving, not through taxpayer funds. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to be doing an endowment that's paid for by the taxpayers. That's just not the purpose. It's also, by the way, sales tax is not a sustainable goal, because what happens when the sales tax, whatever the economy turns or something like that, and we have a dip in the revenue? Well, then how are they going to fund it? It's just, this is not sustainable, and I don't think it should be funded through taxpayer funds. But
well, we'll just have to agree to disagree.
And that's the beauty of democracy. We can agree to disagree. And I, either way, I wish you a Merry Christmas. And that is the beauty of our democracy. And, you know, there you go. We found someone who will be voting. And you know what? I bet, I wish she had stayed on long enough, because I bet if I asked her about the property tax portion of this, she probably doesn't like that. And I think that's another reason why they shouldn't have bundled this thing together, because there are probably elements of this plan she doesn't like. I would imagine she probably, and if she wants to call back, I'd be happy to take her call again. I bet she doesn't like elements of this. She may not like the $250 million for a new convention center. That's just a massive slush fund for developers. And so my guess is that she likes the homeless portion of this. And if you put that on the ballot as a standalone, she would vote for that. I don't think it would pass, which is why they packaged it together with everything else. And so it'd be very interesting to hear the different elements on this. And so this is why you bundle it, the poison pills, so to speak. It's the same thing they used to do to us in Topeka. They'd bundle the things that they didn't like, and then they'd throw in the crap that nobody likes to get us all to vote for it. I, of course, wouldn't do that, which is why I always voted no on so many things. But this is why bundling is such a bad idea, is because then you have to hold your nose to vote for things. Well, no, I'm not going to vote for it. And I don't think we should do it on this case. If this was such a good idea, then let them out, roll it out there, transparent, under the light of day, where people can see the details and see the plans and see the schematics, and let people look at the details. And I think that's the biggest complaint that many people have about this, Wichita not so forward, backward plan that they've got, that, Wichita Forward Your Cash has put out there, is there's no details. There's no schematics. There's no plan for exactly how, there's no priorities. If you ask them, where's the money go first? Which project gets funded first? The only thing Wichita Wallet Forward will tell you is that it's on a ballot. That's the only thing they'll tell you. They won't tell you where the money goes first or what priority gets this and, who gets the money first. I mean, it's literally Wichita fast forward to higher taxes is all that they'll tell you. And I mean, it's the whole thing. Like I said in the first segment tonight, it's Wichita bend over forward, and which is why we got to kill this thing. And I was hoping that they would give it the due diligence that it deserved. At least in, when they had the Riverfront Legacy Master Plan, they had multiple plans and multiple meetings and schematics. And they let us look at what their vision is. This thing, There's no vision. There's no, it's just Wichita sign a check forward. That's all there is. And I'm hoping Wichita voters are smarter than that. I know they are. I just hope they turn out. So we'll see. We just have to trust. We'll take a quick break and continue to take your calls. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KMSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. They're great folks who believe freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for all of us. You have the power to help change the trajectory of our city and our state, particularly next August when we vote on the constitutional amendment to change how judicial selection is done in the state of Kansas. If you're looking to get informed or to help educate voters, you can make your voice heard today. Help out with Americans for Prosperity by going to AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. And of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer. You know, I kind of like this whole giving up the show to the listeners.
It's different.
Yeah. It's different. It's good. And they won't be complaining that I don't ever have enough time for callers. So, Julie, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
So you, I understand from the call notes that he put on my screen here that you're, unlike my last caller, you actually agree that you're not a big fan of the tax increase. Your issue is also more focused on the March date, correct?
Yes. There's so many negatives to this tax that I don't think people are thinking about, and that's why I appreciate your show, because people need to be informed on – I've been kind of keeping tabs, watching you a little bit or listening – on some of the points that you've brought out about it. And I don't think people understand that this is going to put a tax back on food. You know, we just got the tax removed from food, and now this is going to put it back on. It's going to be harder on the low-income earners, and it's going to be terrible for large purchases such as a car, a home improvement, a large appliance, you know, any large ticket item, it's going to add up to a significant ding to our pocketbooks. And I'm really puzzled as to how it is that the city council would let any group of people who are claiming to be a tax free agency or organization to walk right up and just ask for almost $1 billion from the taxpayer of all things. And I just think we're overtaxed. Nothing's been done about property taxes, and now they want to add this on, especially when, you know, there's talk of possible Boeing layoffs. But yeah, my thing is, if all of us want to get a hold of the city council and ask them, is it possible, John, that we can ask them to bump it from this March ballot issue to August, when there will be a better turnout and possibly have more people vote on it if it must go on a ballot? I'm not sure why city council couldn't have just told them no.
Well, they could have. I mean, let's start there. They could have very easily told them no. Why, you know, I mean, the reason they did it, I can't put my head in the mind of the council members. You'll have to ask your individual city council member. I can tell you that there's only one reason you do a special election in March, and it's because you want low voter turnout. The people behind it are hoping that their people, their supporters, however few they are, apparently my last caller, but literally there's a small, you know, firefighters union guys, the three wise men, quote unquote, and their employees who they'll pay to go out and vote or whomever. That's it. this is a low voter turnout. I mean, look at the USD 259 bond election. They had low voter turnout. Only 14% of eligible voters cast ballot in that election. And ironically, Ben Davis, who was opposing that, is now being paid to support this one. It's the ultimate example of hypocrisy. And the argument that he used to oppose the bond, one of them was the low voter turnout. It's lack of transparency. I mean, everything that he said against the bond then, he's now supporting here. And it's, look, it's, and I love Ben. He's a sweet guy. We're just on opposite sides of this particular election. And they want low voter turnout because they're hoping that they can mislead and misrepresent the voters. That's why, case in point, they're going around calling this a 1 cent tax, hoping people think, ah, it's only a penny. When you and I both know it's not a penny.
No, it's not a penny.
Right. But that's the whole point. Oh, it's just a penny. Well, ask your car dealership. What's that going to cost on a car? You know, it's all going to be about misrepresentation, misleading voters, and, you know, again, you mentioned
food.
You're
not being transparent about it either.
Of course not.
You know, everyone's asked them details about all of this, and this is a lot of money they're asking for over 7 years' time.
Yes.
And then what they're going to do at the end of that 7 years is they're going to threaten everybody. Oh, well, you know, if we don't continue this tax, these poor homeless people are going to be, their funding will be cut. You know, it's going to be a ploy to pull at our conscience strings to keep this tax in place.
Right.
And like you said, it's going to fund these developers. And isn't this Wichita Forward composed of mainly just like rich bankers and investors and stuff?
That's the Wichita, literally the Wichita Forward, because your wallet isn't empty yet, is literally, it's the group behind it is a banker, a builder, and an entrepreneur. And all three are pushing this because, in my opinion, I don't get me wrong, I do think that they generally think that they have a vision for Wichita, but it also benefits them personally. How could it not?
They're going to get the contracts for it all.
Well, they will have to bid on them. But at the same time, you can't tell me that there's not a chance that, look, Aaron Bastian is the CEO of Fidelity Bank. You can't tell me that there's not a chance Fidelity Bank is going to do the funding on this. Ben Hutton owns Hutton Construction. You're not going to tell me that there's not a chance that Hutton Construction is going to build some of these things. John Rolfe owns Thrive Restaurant Group. You're not going to tell me that if they build some of these, that maybe his restaurant companies aren't going to have an advantage on bidding some of the concessions in some of the buildings, or the new convention center is not going to have restaurants in it. Or I mean, there's just, I'm sorry, but look, maybe I'm just being overly pessimistic. Or look.
No, right. We're overtaxed in Wichita. When our property taxes are killing us.
They could be purely altruistic.
To property, and now they want to add this. It's just too much.
Right. And again, it's possible that they're doing this all out of the goodness of their hearts. And they just, and I do believe, actually, I will give them this. I do believe that they have in their minds, and I appreciate the call, Julie, and Merry Christmas. I do believe that they have in their hearts what they think is best for Wichita. I just don't agree with them. And I don't think it's, you know, Becky Tuttle said from the council bench the other day that you can't cut your way to prosperity. And I'm sorry, you can't tax and spend your way to prosperity either. So coming up after the top of the hour break, Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins will be with us. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We're always here for you. Let's try and keep it that way. Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles by texting AM to 39179 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates. On the show with us now is the Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins. Thrilled to have you with us, Mr. Speaker. Thank you for joining us, my friend. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, John. What happened to my music?
Well, you know, it is that time of year. When we have you on after the first year, we will go back to the Laura Kelly theme song, if that's okay.
That'll be fun.
What happened to my music? You and Senator Marshall, he does the same thing to me when I don't play his theme song. So.
Yeah, you know, we kind of get used to that music, and then when it's gone, it messes us up.
I know. I'll blame Phil.
Okay.
So let me see. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, you mentioned it at Pachyderm on Friday, and I happened to watch one of the local news stations actually covered it, was Christy Williams' testimony at the House Government Oversight Committee. You know, they've been taking a look at diversity, equity, and inclusion policies at Kansas's public universities. And it was a great clip that they actually showed where she was asking, she caught one of these universities, literally one of them had expensed tanning beds. And of course, the university was sitting there kind of dumbfounded trying to figure out, they didn't try to explain it. They just sort of, yeah, that's correct. Somebody expensed tanning beds. But this is, you know, first off, I'm glad to see the legislature doing this. But in some of your comments at Pachyderm, you made it sound like some of these universities are mad at you for even asking these questions.
Well, you know, nobody likes to get caught. Nobody likes to have eyes on it. You know, that's the cool thing about the Government Oversight Committee is it gives us an opportunity to look into things that generally we don't have time to during session. You know, session's a short time and you got a lot of work to do, and so you can't do some of those things. But certainly the Government Oversight Committee has become a very valuable committee, one that has allowed us to really dig into some issues that need to be dug into. In this case, DEI, we passed a bill during this last session, basically banning DEI, and now we found out that they haven't done as good a job as what we thought they had. And certainly the Government Oversight Committee was a place to really dive into it. You know, we're going to find more. We got some folks looking at it. They can come to the Government Oversight Committee and certainly share with the public so there's transparency of what's going on. So we're going to keep working on that. I think there will probably be another bill to tweak the statute that we passed this last year even further and hopefully weed out all the DEI that's going on in the universities.
You know, this isn't just a statewide thing that people can look at and they say, oh, this must be happening in Johnson County or something like that. I mean, I think it was last week or the week before where I shared the story that my friend at Libs of TikTok highlighted where it's happening right here in Wichita. The university, the director of student health services at Wichita State University, publicly, she was caught on a Zoom call where she publicly admitted that the university is hiding transgender services on their website. And she just said, well, it's for obvious reasons, but we're still providing these services, including gender-affirming hormone treatments. We just don't call it that anymore. This is the kind of stuff, though, that you in the legislature specifically told them not to do anymore. They're still doing it.
Sure. Yeah. In fact, what a lot of times what they do is they just change the name or they just change it to something else. They're still doing it. So it's up. You know, it can be kind of a game of cat and mouse sometimes where, you know, they don't like what the public thinks. And, you know, higher ed's a different animal. Certainly, you know, a lot of the professors are liberal. They don't like being told what to do. But quite frankly, you know, the public does not want to send their kids to an institution that's going to indoctrinate them. And that's what a lot of this is just indoctrination. And so we're trying to root that out, and we're going to continue rooting around until we get rid of it all. So that's just one of those things we're just going to continue with until we feel it's eradicated.
So that's my next question is what actions can you do? I mean, what's like, for example, the case with WSU, case with some of these other, there was the incident that they found in a textbook at K-State. What is the actions that the legislature can take to rectify this?
Well, there's two different
because actions. And I'm sorry to interrupt, but the other factor here is if they keep doing this, the state's in danger of having the federal government pull the funding.
Sure. That funding doesn't necessarily come through us. A lot of that funding from the feds goes
exactly
to the universities, and they certainly can. But we have a couple of different remedies that we can take or actions we can take. Number one, a statute. We can pass a statute, or in this case, we passed one this last year. We can amend that and put even more guardrails on it. But in addition to that, we have the power of the purse here in the state. You know, so if they continue to push the limits and not do what we what our statutes say that they're supposed to do, then we can start taking away funding. And that always gets their attention. So
yeah.
Funding is an issue for universities. And that's probably the biggest thing we can do is just start removing funding if they don't do what they're supposed to do.
We're talking with the Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins. Another area that you mentioned again at Pachyderm on Friday was this issue with Governor Kelly still holding out defying the president and his order regarding responding to data that is required by the states to comply. This is a head scratcher for me, Dan, because, you know, if the state gives money to a county or a city or municipality or a business, you know, if a small business gets a commerce grant from the Secretary of Commerce, he has to comply. And yet here you have Governor Kelly refusing to comply with the federal government.
Well, there's a couple of things there. And if the listeners get the majority record, they'll see a lot of our commentary on that. Quite frankly, we believe that there's a reason why she doesn't want to give up that data. We believe that there's some stuff that she doesn't want people to see. Whether it's illegal immigrants receiving SNAP, which I think there is, whether there's a lot of people on there that do not qualify, that are not eligible.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
I think there's a reason why she's withholding that. It's only going to last so long because, soon the courts will finally rule on the federal government's case, and they have to rule in favor of the federal government because of what you just said. You know, when the federal government funds, and they totally fund SNAP, that's not state money, that's all federal money. When they fund SNAP, they have the right to the data, and it says it in there, and she knows it's in there. She is just bowing her back and not wanting to release it for her own reasons, which we believe we know why that is. And sooner or later, and sometimes justice moves very slow. Sometimes the courts just move at a snail's pace. But ultimately, they will rule. And when they rule in favor of the federal government, she's going to be forced to turn over those records. And when she's forced to turn over those records, we're going to find out exactly why and what she's been hiding out there. We call it the Kelly cover-up. We believe it is nothing more than a cover-up. And we're just going to continue pushing. I don't know how many times we've had it in the record, the majority record over the last 6 to 8 months. But we were the first ones to really start pushing on it, and we're going to continue that and not stop until she complies.
Dan, I know I'm taking up time on your Sunday evening. I got a couple more questions. Do you want to stick around? Or you want me to just get to them now?
Oh, I know what you're going to ask, so just get on with it.
All right. Well, first off, let me ask you, are you guys going to take up redistricting when you guys get back in January? Only a few weeks away.
Oh, interesting. I wasn't anticipating you asking.
Oh, I'm getting to the other one.
Yeah. You know, I mentioned this at the Pachyderm, too. You know, we've pretty much done all we can do. We had 10 folks who decided to not hold to what GOP, what our Republican caucus generally does, and that stick together on a procedural motion. And no matter what they say, it is constitutional, and the Constitution gives us a procedure to get into special session when the governor won't. And that procedure is to get 84 votes in that, or 84 signatures on a petition from the House members and 27 from the Senate. We Senate got it. They had 29 out of 31 sign on. We had 10 of our members on the House Republican caucus that chose not to. And quite frankly, they're wrong in what they did. Quite frankly, what's the best way I put it? I'm very disappointed in them. Very disappointed in the fact that we had several things to get done. Redistricting was one of them. It's going to be really sad if in the next election, the House has lost by one seat and Kansas refused to do it. I guess those 10 people can take it on their own shoulders and say, you know, we cost our country a lot over the next 2 years just by doing that. So it can be on their conscience, certainly not on my conscience. I did everything I could to get it done. You know, unless something changes, we won't take it up because, quite frankly, I don't have the votes.
If the Senate, do you think the Senate will take it up?
No, not unless we can get there.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, it doesn't do them any good to do that.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's a change. All right. So here's the other one you knew was coming.
Well, now I don't control the Senate.
That's true.
I'm just assuming that, you know, if we can't get there, why, unless they just want to make a point, which would kind of be funny from a standpoint of those people would then have to take a vote, but. And then they really get called out in the next election. So I don't know. I guess that's kind of amusing for me. I guess it could still happen, but I just don't see why we would do that if we don't have the votes to do it.
Interesting. Okay. All right. So here's the other one. I'm holding in my hands a screen capture of a picture from Kansas Department of Commerce. Governor Laura Kelly and Lieutenant Governor David Dolan invite you to join them for a special event Monday, December 22nd, 3 p.m. at the Docking State Office Building. It's for tomorrow at 3 o'clock. It's a big shindig. I think we all know what the shindig is. Tomorrow at 3. Care to elaborate what this might be at tomorrow at 3 o'clock with you and the governor and Ty Masterson and members, representatives from the Kansas City Chiefs?
You know, gosh, it says a lot right there, doesn't it? But no, I don't have anything to say about it. Quite frankly, there again, our governor is probably the worst at getting out over her skis, and quite frankly, I think she's out over her skis in doing that. Rather presumptuous, I would say, in the fact that there's been no presentation to the LCC yet. There's been no vote from the LCC yet, and she goes out and puts out publicly that she's going to have a special announcement. Wouldn't it be a horrible thing if that announcement didn't happen because the vote went wrong?
Yeah, well, and we all know that Jackson County's trying, you know, they're doing a big scramble.
You know, if I said what I really want to say right now, I'd probably really cause a stir. So I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and not say what I'd like to say. But suffice it to say, our governor, again, getting out of her skis, running her mouth about something that she ought to just keep quiet until something happens.
You know, what I do think is so funny is it's obvious when I saw this notice that she was trying to take credit for something she had nothing to do with. And that's what it seemed like to me is, oh, look at what I've done. I'm going to take credit for it when, as far as I'm concerned, she had nothing to do with it.
John, I got to tell you, if you polled our members they get so tired, so just literally fed up to the top of their head with the governor taking credit for stuff that she had nothing to do with.
Yep.
It happens over and over and over again. And let's just talk about sales tax on food. That's probably one of the best ones. That you would think that was her idea. And whose was it? It was Derek Schmidt.
Yep.
Derek Schmidt brought that up, was the first one to ever bring it up in a campaign. You brought it up, I don't know how many times, one session, 12 times,
yes,
or something like that.
12 times.
But you would think that Governor Kelly shepherded that through the legislature and got it all done on her own. And yes, and I am telling you, she had nothing to do with it. She got to sign the bill, make it law, and now it's hers. Well, good luck, Governor Kelly.
I had a sneaking suspicion that would probably be your answer to both of those questions.
You just have a way of getting my dander up on a Sunday evening, John.
Well, that's why they pay me the big bucks, Dan. Well, I wish you all the best with your meeting tomorrow, and you enjoy your meeting at 3 o'clock at the docking building with the governor, Dan.
You're just kind of rubbing it in, aren't you?
Hey, if it makes you feel any better, I did not get an invite. It was forwarded to me. She must have forgot to send me my copy of the invite. So
I understand it's now a public event.
Oh, is it now public? Wow.
I think it's public. I think anybody can come now.
Whoa, she really is. Whoo. Wow, she's that's pretty arrogant. But
it was out on what was it, yesterday or the day before I saw it out? I think it was yesterday I saw it on Facebook.
Oh wow. Yeah. She's cocky.
From the Department of Commerce.
Wow. Okay. Well.
Yeah.
And you know,
you can tell how much I really love our governor.
Don't mince words, Dan. What do you really think? If I don't talk to you before then, brother, I wish you a very Merry Christmas and have a fun time tomorrow afternoon, buddy.
Yeah, thank you a bunch there, John.
I love you, brother. We'll talk to you. Oh, by the way, I know you're running for insurance commissioner.
Yes, absolutely.
What's the website if folks want to help, want to make a donation or get information?
I believe it's HawkinsForInsurance.com.
There we go.
I should have my assistant sitting here to tell you, because half the time I don't pay any attention to the websites, but I'm pretty sure I'm right on that one, HawkinsForInsurance.com. But even more importantly, John, though, if you want to get the majority record, go to DanHawkinsKansas.com. Go to the bottom of the page, sign up, and you will be a part of 17,000 other people to get my email newsletter every Friday morning at 6 a.m.
I get it. And it's a good one to subscribe to. Brother, I appreciate you. Have a Merry Christmas. I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Hey, you have a Merry Christmas too, John, and good luck next year.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk soon. We'll take a quick break, and then, again, continue taking your calls, 316-869-1330. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS, or by listening to us on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Linda, Merry Christmas. You're on the John Whitmer Show.
Thank you, John. It's nice of you to share some things. I wanted to discuss the tax vote in March.
Uh-huh.
One of my biggest concerns is that we're taking the Wichita Forward's suggestion that there's going to be $850 million after 7 years, and there has been no analysis of this. It's just what they have suggested. The city manager usually goes over any proposition, and they create a budget each year. Well, I just wanted to share some things that I discovered. In the 2025 budget for city, they were bringing in $90 million from sales tax.
Uh-huh.
this would be, John, $1.2 billion in sales. So if we look at this increase of 1% of that $12 million, that over 7 years is going to be $84 million. That's not what they're estimating. They're estimating 10 times that amount. Usually a budget is scrutinized, and what Wichita Forward has done is present projects that they want without any analysis of why these projects would be the ones that the city would want. So I definitely am voting no, and I'm suggesting to many of my friends and neighbors and others to vote no. I don't think the council members were wise at all in putting this to a vote. Do you know how much it's costing the city for the vote?
The vote costs $150,000, and at the last city council meeting, they did ask the election commissioner what it would cost to put it on the August or November election, and she informed them that it would cost them nothing, but that's free. If they put it on a regular election, it would cost taxpayers nothing, but by doing it in March, it costs $150,000.
I think that was very foolish of the mayor and the council members.
They have a contingency fund for this, but it's still, I mean, you're right. That's money they don't need to spend.
It could have been spent for other issues.
Yep.
It's interesting, too, John, that the same amount that they're looking at for homeless is the same amount that they're looking to reduce property taxes.
Correct. I brought that up, that I think it's, again, this is all a matter of what you consider equal priorities. And, you know, the people from Wichita Low Turnout Forward clearly think that homeless is of an equal priority as reducing people's property taxes. I don't consider those two on equal footing. I would think that lowering people's property taxes is more important, especially when you factor in that right now, Second Light only serves 750 people. And if you look at the budget that they're putting forward, that's $200,000 per person. And like I pointed out, you could literally buy a $200,000 home for each one of those and solve your homeless problem. So, the Wichita $1 billion Trust Us Forward plan is, again, it's what you think is a higher priority. Clearly, they think the bigger priority should be the $250 million new convention center. But then again, they're, you know, the Wichita Forward people are chaired by a builder and a developer who are probably going to make some money off of building that $250 million new convention center.
What was equally disturbing on their presentation, and I had friends suggest, like, I wasn't there, but
I was.
I know they said you could not ask any specific questions, only about the proposal.
And at the first meeting, they said, we don't want to hear from you. We will let you ask one question. At the second meeting, they wouldn't even let you do that. They said, we will not be taking questions.
Well, it was interesting, too, that the Wichita Eagle reported that the majority of council already pledged that they were going to support that before the Tuesday vote. And it's interesting, too, this is a fact that was searched out, that our mayor was supported by John Rolfe.
That I don't know. I was not aware of that.
That is a fact. I have the information, and you can check and see on different candidates who has supported them. It's interesting. I don't think that enough of the public understands this, and I think that it's terrible that our council all unanimously voted to do this in March, wasting, I say the word wasting, $150,000 for the vote.
I appreciate the call, Julie. I'm up on my bottom of the hour break. The one thing I would say on John Rolfe, I would tell you that Rolfe, Bastian, and Hutton are prolific Democrat donors. They have traditionally donated a lot of money, particularly Rolfe and Bastian. They are longtime donors to Democrat candidates. If John Rolfe donated to Lily Wu, that's probably more about Brandon Whipple than anything else. Not a lot of people that liked Brandon Whipple. That may have been more about him than Lily Wu. I don't think John Rolfe is a particularly, you know, a vocal supporter of Lily Wu. And I think, frankly, I think Mayor Wu has been in a rock and a hard place on this issue. She's been a pretty solid fiscal conservative. Same with Dalton. I think they both have been pretty solid fiscal conservatives. And if you look at their records, they have been the ones on this council who have pushed for fiscal restraint, who have pushed for lower taxes, who have constantly been trying to fight the bureaucratic state, which is why I've been a little confused by this all along, because the two things don't seem to go together. But, you know, maybe there are other factors here. Maybe they're more worried about the budget shortfall and they don't see another way out. I don't know. But I can't see John Rolfe being a big Lily Wu supporter. He's a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. So we'll take a quick break and then we'll continue taking your call. This is an open mic show. We've given the reins. We throw convention out the window tonight. And you own it. The radio waves are yours. We'll take a quick break. I want to hear from you. There's another caller. Studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS. And, of course, you can always listen to us on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. Gosh, this is kind of fun. I like how we're doing this tonight. This is kind of good. Nick, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Merry Christmas, brother.
Merry Christmas, John. I don't know. I'll just throw it back to you, sir. If you want to talk about anything, I'm sure we can get to a certain plant, but whether you want to talk about Jesus, repenting and believing, the second floor, making sure that Republicans get the second floor this next election cycle, or what, bourbon and cigars, if you want to talk about.
We can always talk bourbon and cigars, but...
Well, I'm afraid the Generation Z is going to see the hypocrisy, just like they did with Senator Mike Thompson's post, who's now had like 68,000 comments, and 95% of them kind of question his motive there for posting against the cannabis rescheduling. But I'm a deschedule or bust kind of guy, so
I take it you're happy that he rescheduled it from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3.
No, I'm a deschedule or bust guy. It needs to be Controlled Substances Act completely. Otherwise, you're just giving insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies, kind of like the three wise men you were talking about, taxes and homeless and everything like that. But I think the people should have the self-reliance to use it however they want to.
And this will make it a little easier, though. I mean, at least now you can do some a little more research. And I mean, basically now it's the equivalent on the schedule as Tylenol with codeine, essentially.
Sure. Fair enough. Hopefully that we will get some research that's not bent just toward, the fun fact is they always say there's not research for benefits. Well, the hands are tied when it comes to federal funding. You only can research the negative effects of it, and you cannot research the positive. So in that respect, I think that's a good thing to at least find out, the benefits of it as far as that goes. But, I am going to vote for whatever Republican that wins the primary this next election cycle. But it is just my belief. Kobach should have been governor. Derek Schmidt should have been governor. And if this person does not support moving on this issue, like the Generation Z can see the hypocrisy with your bourbon and cigars or whatever the case may be, PTSD, veterans, pharmaceutical companies, big oil, whatever the case may be, quite frankly, or minimally frankly, or just frankly, I think we're going to lose again the second floor of the State House. That's just my opinion, but I've seen enough evidence to see that we should not punt on this issue anymore. And I think what would even be worse, sir, is if we did just a tiny little narrowly defined stupid bill, 159-page bill that did not really do anything for the citizens of Kansas. That's going to, I think, create more harm than good. But if the leadership in the Kansas legislature chooses to not do that, then I guess that will be on their conscience and their shoulder, just like any other issue that, redistricting or whatever, where people stood for principles as they felt.
I tend to agree with the president on this one. I mean, I think the facts compel the federal government to, and the state government for that matter, to recognize that marijuana can be legitimate in terms of medical applications when carefully administered. And I think they should craft a bill accordingly. I think if they find something that's, that's crafted towards certain medical conditions, that's administered, prescribed by a doctor and distributed through a pharmacy, I think that's the right way for them to go. And my guess is that's the way they would take it. And if they do, I would be in full support. As for, hey, free, all the way with, smoke them if you got them. I can't support you in that
regard. That's all fine and good, sir, but just like I said, there's not a really medical condition or prescription for bourbon or a good cigar, but you're not going to get arrested for possessing those two things, let alone have your firearm potentially taken away because you choose to that.
But that's the state of the affairs where we're in now. Right now, those things are already legal versus this. This is currently illegal. We can't unring, you can't get unpregnant. And, you know, if we were in a situation where those were currently illegal and they wanted to legalize, then you might be in a different situation. But we are where we are, and you're asking to legalize something. So, you got to compare apples to apples.
On that, I am praying for the leadership of the Kansas legislature that they would look at this and that maybe some different, more honest eyes and realize that no matter what, idolatry is idolatry. And when it comes down to it, we need Jesus. And
I agree with you there, brother.
Without that, we're all lost no matter what's considered legal or illegal. So,
amen to that.
God bless you, John.
Yes, Merry Christmas, my friend. Thank you.
You have a Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you later.
I know we've got another, Phil, who is it? I can't remember. You said it's
we have John.
John on the line. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back. John, we'll get to you as soon as we come back. You're listening to John. Let's see, John and John. John, we'll come back to you as soon as we got to get in this one more break before we come back, and then we'll take John, and we've got another caller coming in. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll get to our two calls. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. I absolutely love this song, by the way. Thank you, Phil. This is, without a doubt, my favorite. Frank Sinatra, my mother loved this song. God rest her soul. And gotta love Francis. Welcome back to The John Whitmer Show, and you just let this play. On 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. And I'm so blessed, by the way. Thank you for letting me be with you. This is going on 8 years, so thank you. Thanks to our friends at Americans for Prosperity and our other show advertisers and folks who've been with us for these 8 years and hopefully for another 8 years. So, John, thank you for joining us. And Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, John. I agree with you. Let old Blue Eyes keep playing there. Hey, first of all, a big thank you to Steve McIntosh and Mike Kennedy. Obviously, Steve's retiring a little sooner than Mike is, but two broadcast legends. My wife and I have listened to them for decades, and we can't thank them enough. You can't replace them, but obviously you're stepping into that role that Steve has on the morning show with Ted. So I've got a lot of other questions, but I'm just going to ask you this one since you're short of time. That show has typically not been extremely political, other than some interviews. Where are you and Ted taking it? Who's going to lead the show? I know you've announced a couple changes, but what do you see for the next 20 years on that show for all of us listeners?
I don't expect a whole lot of changes, certainly not anything in the short term. I mean, obviously, we're bringing in you've got Mondays with the mayors and Tuesday with your county commissioner, the new Monday segment under the dome that will start literally our first week. And then we'll have our D.C. update from Washington, D.C. Our first one will be with Congressman Estes, and then 2 weeks later, Senator Marshall, and then those will rotate. So every 2 weeks on Fridays, that will be Fridays at 7:08. So every Friday. Every other Friday will be Congressman Estes and Senator Marshall. That'll be a regular feature. And then the one with Dionne Loeffler and I. We're going to try and bring in some more interview segments. I think that's you're really going to see only that will be the real primary other change. Is my 8 years here, I've done a lot of interviews. And I think that's probably the only real major change you'll see is trying to get more newsmakers on. I've had been blessed to meet a lot of congressmen, both with my time in the legislature and in politics. And so, you know, we've had Vice President Pence on this show. We've had Eric Trump on this show. And so I think what you'll start seeing is those interviews on the morning show and then longer format interviews as well on this show. And so that's probably what you will start to see is instead of Eric Trump on this show, you'll see Eric Trump on the morning show. You'll see Tyrus. I've already reached out to Tyrus. He and I formed somewhat of a little friendship. Riley Gaines, I texted her when we made the announcement, and I said, hey, Riley, would you like to come on? She said she'd love to come on the morning show. So things like that. I think that's what you'll start to see a little more of. But no, primarily, you know, Ted and I get along. I love Ted. He's a great guy. He's just such a sweet, genuine personality, and a true, he's been at it for 30 years too. So, I can learn a lot from Ted, and I think that's kind of the direction. It's not going to be overly political because that's not the morning show vibe. But there'll be more interviews. Does that kind of answer your question, John?
It does. And I look forward to 2026 and God bless America.
Thank you.
Now and going forward. And you too.
Thank you, my friend. And thank you again for being with me here. This show's not going anywhere. We'll still be here on Sunday nights. And I invite you to join us for Woodward and Witt premiering January 5th. And we'll see you next Sunday. God bless and Merry Christmas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.